The KPY Morning News continues, and always good to hear and just get a quick update on what's happening on the Ridge, the rebuild and recovery efforts. And joining us this morning, Vice Mayor Greg Boland from the Town of Paradise. Greg, good morning.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Things are good. How's everything?
Great. Man, I love this weather. Thank you, your weatherman, for this. This is great.
Yeah, I bet. I can't imagine working as a contractor, being out there on site with the weather that we've had. I can't imagine the days in that 100-degree temperature, even in Paradise. It was probably, pretty tough out there.
Yeah, it was grueling. I felt bad for the guys that are out in all day long. That was just, you couldn't drink enough. It was hot. So this is a welcome change. So love
yes,
it.
Indeed. Well, we'll talk. I want to talk to you a little bit about that and maybe some of the hurdles you're still having to face when it comes to building homes, because we know price of lumber, I think I just saw a report, it's gone back up now and it was settling a little bit. But we'll get to all that. I first want to get into what's happening with the Town of Paradise as we move forward. We know the sewer project is moving on. You had a time where people could comment on what they felt about that and the road projects happening and some funding that has come to the Ridge since we talked last, Greg, through Fed and also through the state. So what kind of updates can you give us on all that?
Well, the everything there is moving forward. In fact, today we're having a meeting about the $200 million that we received, which I tell you, what a blessing that has been to see our elected officials believe in us, stay with us, and do what they said, and they have. They've come up with these funds, and then we've had great grant writers that have gone in there and just really gone for it. So we're moving forward today. We're having a meeting just kind of talking about our priorities with that money and where we're going to prioritize it, what roads, what ways we're going to make that work best. It's exciting right now. And I tell you, again, we've been just absolutely blessed up here since the fire with so many good people and so much help.
Man, it's already approaching 4 years. Can hardly believe it's been that long already. Greg, talk a little bit about that funding, that additional funding that came through efforts by the federal government. That goes in addition to the monies already in place for roadways or even the sewer project. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, it does. It'll help partly with the sewer, but the majority of it's going to go towards road rehabilitation, and in some cases, possibly, if we vote that way, as a council votes that way, maybe extending some roads so we got some more thoroughfares, so we don't have so many dead ends. So there's a lot to look at, there's a lot to take in with that, but it's gonna be huge for Paradise. It's gonna be a lot of work. Again, this is an 18 square mile job site. You just got to look at it this way. For the next few years, it's just going to be a job site. We have road work going. We have undergrounding going. It's going to be just tough. But if people can be patient, the future is incredible.
You know, Greg, when we're hearing about the extra funding, and we're already seeing the plans that were in place, and I look at the transportation plan that you are all looking at, deciphering, going over with that proverbial fine-tooth comb, I would imagine this transportation plan to revamp, I mean, the grid, if you will, in Paradise is comprehensive, and it's very difficult. That's why this extra funding, if you can do some extra things with this, with the $200 million, even if you take a sliver of it to help in that, it's going to be instrumental. It's going to be big for you.
Yeah, it is, and you nailed it, because Paradise is what Paradise is. It just kind of evolved over the years, and there was no real plan on where roads were going to go, exits, how we're going to get off the Ridge. None of that was planned out, because it just kind of evolved over the last 100 years. It just happened the way it happened. So now our people, you're right, you're exactly right, they're having to take what we have and turn it into something that works, not only for just normal living and life, but also the safety factor to get, if we have an emergency again, that we are able to move people off this hill quickly. Lord, I pray we never have to do that again, but that's, you know, that's something you always got to consider. And this is a big step in that.
Greg, with that in mind, tell us a little bit. Recently, the town of Paradise receiving what's called the Helen Putman Award, and that relates to all this that's been going on with the planning and long-term recovery and all that. So tell us a little bit about what getting that award means to the town.
Yeah, and I'm sure most people don't know any more about it than I did when I heard about it, but it's an award that comes to one city. And it's for the planning and the environmental quality that has been developed in the town. If you remember right after the fire, we got our townspeople together several times, and we would have them on posters, put on stickies, you know, this is more important than this, but this is more important than that. And we had 40 different projects that we came down to, 39 of them that we've really landed on. And we have taken those projects and we're turning them into not just ideas, but things that actually happen. And so with that, we got this award, and it's very prestigious. I didn't know anything about it, but the more I read about it, the more I understand it. We were picked out of the whole state. We were the town picked out and awarded this. So very nice, very nice. Nice big plaque, and it just, again, goes to our staff, our people, our town, the resiliency. And I know that people get tired of hearing that name or that word, but, you know, just the hard work that's going into it. And people are just putting their head down and going for it. And I tell you, we are blessed with so many good, good people up here that are just making it happen.
Greg, talk a little bit. I want to turn now to you being a contractor, of course, Trilogy Construction. We'll give you your plug there. Tell us a little bit about, you know, we've seen stories and we've seen like the Attorney General and others in the state going after non-licensed contractors. And sadly, some people have handed money over to guys that come into the town and either they say they're contractors, they say they're licensed. So just once again, speaking for the industry, Greg, just remind people what they need to do as they're in the planning stages or maybe at that point now where they are looking to get their house rebuilt.
You know, it's sad. It is, for me, it's very discouraging to see what people have done, what some contractors have done to some of the people up here. And we're working with several of them. But all I can say is, first, vet your contractor. Find out who he is. Get references. Find out how long he's been in business. Get some research done on him. And I hear so many times, well, he's a nice guy or she's a nice person and all this stuff. And, you know, a lot of people are nice people, but we have had more people getting taken advantage of up here. Plus, don't give them money until they do something. You cannot give them more than $1,000 after you sign that contract until they start doing work and start accomplishing something. Then you pay them, but don't give them money. I was talking to another contractor who's gotten out of the business just to help people. All he's doing is going on helping people try to finish their house because they've been ripped off tens of thousands of dollars, $80,000, one $120-some thousand. We're talking to someone right now, $80,000, another $80,000. It's just, it's sad, and don't hand over money. They get $1,000, they start doing the work, you pay for work completed. That's all you do. And if you go beyond that, you're taking a risk of your contractor walking on you. And that's, I tell you, it's very sad. And I'm very disappointed with, we have a lot of good people up here. Don't get me wrong, a lot of good contractors. And you just need to search them out and find them. But there are those that are just taking advantage of people. Please, please.
Yeah.
Check them out. Ask questions. Talk to the town and see what's going on.
Yeah, we've seen the stories where, you know, the build is in progress and they've handed over thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, either through settlement or whatever it may have been, insurance monies or whatever. And once that money's gone, it's going to be tough to get that back.
It is.
It's really going to be tough to recoup it.
It's not only tough to get back. There's no guarantee that the work done. See, the work needs to be done, and you need to accept it. And then you get paid for it. If the people accept it, then they get paid. And right. You just got to be careful. So,
Greg, is the contracting community close-knit? And I know that you're all, you know, you're kind of in a competitive venture because you all have your own separate businesses and such. But is there a system in place where you might be driving around town and you see someone that you don't recognize and they're the ones doing the work? I mean, is that how it's one discovered, or is it, I mean, I don't want to have like a, you know, you're ratting people out, but if you sit there and say, you know, there's a contractor there and I've never seen him. I don't know. That's odd. I mean, is that something that's commonplace or not commonplace?
Good question. Yeah, good question. Over the last three and a half years, there has been so many people we don't know. You know, there's more people you don't know than you do know. We didn't have a ton of contractors up here. We had some. And yeah, it is competitive, but you know, we're all, the people that have been here from the beginning, we all know each other, we're friends, and for the most part, and you know, we work together. I just talked with one yesterday, and we were talking about this whole thing and the sadness of people getting ripped off. So everybody that used to be here is sad to see this, not only, you know, because of people getting ripped off, but just some of the workmanship you're seeing too. But no, if I did that, I wouldn't be able to get my job done because there are so many new people up here. There's so many other contractors, and many of them are friends of some of these people. They've come from the Bay Area. Mm. They've come from other places, and they're coming here just to build this house for their friend or their relative or something like that, which is great. I mean, that's absolutely perfect because there's no way the contractors that were here could do all the work. We needed help. We needed people to come. The people that were ripping them off.
Unscrupulous people coming and taking advantage of people that already are in a time of need. Is just, there's a special place in hell for those people.
I don't know how they sleep at night. I honestly don't. I mean, for us that live up here, we got to go to Ace, we got to go to the market, and we got to, you know, we got to see these people. And I tell them all, when I see you, I want to be your friend. I want to be someone we talk. We're not hiding from each other. How they live, I don't know how they can do that to people and feel good about themselves. But anyway, it happens.
Speaking of building, Greg, what's the latest on, you know, last we talked to you, it was right in the midst of all the supply chain issues and having trouble finding garage doors and front doors and even handles and door poles and all the finishes. What's the latest on that? Are you still having problems with delays and stuff, or has it gotten a little better?
You know, it's still tough, like with windows and stuff like that. Garage doors, really not. I mean, garage doors you can get within a few weeks now. So things are loosening up. You're seeing the economy is slowing down. Housing is slowing down. So you're seeing the effects of that. Lumber prices have come down. I mean, I'm just now starting to build my own house finally. And I'm seeing numbers come down on that. But there are a few things, like I said, windows, and there's a few finish items, appliances, certain appliances in some cases are still taking a while. So there's a couple things you got to be careful of, but for the most part, it's getting a little bit easier and not as tough to get stuff. Roofing materials is getting easier to get. It's loosening up a little bit.
Greg, I was vacationing a couple months ago, and I'm so glad you're on, because I heard something in another market, and they were saying that one of the best places to invest and become part of the community, and it was from an independent media organization, and the name escapes me right now, but it was a big article. It was they mentioned Paradise. They said Paradise is the place, and that there's going to be a, I don't know if it was, if they used the word land grab, but they said this is a burgeoning place because of the recovery, because of the money that's being pumped into the town. Are you seeing people, outside people, saying, hey, this might be an opportunity of one, great place to live, gorgeous place, and a burgeoning area, an area that is really going to be, they're going to have the infrastructure set up, and I want to be part of that. Are you seeing people come and do that?
Yes. Yes, we are. We're seeing a lot of outside people buying up lots and stuff like that, which is good. I mean, it, you know, it needs to happen. I've said for the last few years, you know, if you can see the end effect of what we're doing, you know, when you're building a house, you look at a plan, a contractor can look at a plan and he can walk his head through it and he can see that house. So when you're done with the house, you've already seen it in your head. So you're, it's like, all right, I've already been here. But it's very difficult for a lot of people. And the same way with this town, many of us can see what it's going to look like when it's done. It's going to be incredible, absolutely incredible. But it's very hard for many people, especially when you lived here and you lose all these trees and everything. You know, that was a real pull. But it's interesting talking to people moving up here. I go, what brought you here? Why'd you come here? Because they come from all over. Mm-hmm. And they said, what do you mean? It's absolutely beautiful up here, the views and everything. And I said, well, yeah, we have views now that we didn't have before because we had trees blocking them.
You can look from one end of town to the other. Yeah,
that's right. Almost everything is a canyon view. And I said, you know, thank you, because there's so many of us that just see the trees missing. We don't see the views. We see the trees missing. And that perspective is really good. So we're poised in the next few years. I mean, it's already happening, but this place is going to be dynamite, all underground, all new roads. It's going to be absolutely a place you want to be. You know, it's affordable. And if you can even use the word affordable in California, I'm not so sure you can, but it'll be affordable for more people than other places. And I just see nothing but excitement here. And I do think it's an opportunity.
Now,
that's
Greg,
my personal. I'm not just saying that because I'm on the council.
Yeah. Thank you, Vice Mayor. let's talk just real quick, Greg. We got to wrap things up here. But just tell us real quick, number one, the commercial aspect of coming back. We've always heard, if you build it, they will come. Meaning if more homes and more people are moving back, then commercial entities and businesses will look at saying, okay, now it makes sense for us to reopen these stores or whatever. Because you drive along the Skyway, as you know, and you come up into town, that whole commercial district right there, off of right beyond Pearson as you're heading up to Billy Road and all that. What's the latest on the rebuild efforts when it comes to commercial side of things? We know a lot of businesses are back, but we're hearing from some of the nationals saying, well, you know, you need this population base at a certain point before we're even going to think about coming back.
Yeah, and we're trying to get them to understand that the population base in Paradise isn't the only population. Our population base goes up of the ridge, and they've got to look at those numbers because they've got to come through us to get anywhere else. And they've got to look at the bigger ridge as opposed to just Paradise. So we're trying to show that, you know, Big Lots is coming in, which we're very excited about. We have another chain, large chain, that's just about ready to sign the line that we can't talk about, but that they're looking. I really believe, and what I've been saying for a while is, the ones that get in on the ground floor, Tractor Supply, I think they're going to be established and they're going to be doing very, very well. And you know they're gonna see a lot of stuff, but the downtown where you're talking about downtown, you know, that's gonna be tough. That's all privately owned, and that's gonna be tough until we get the sewer in. Once the sewer's in, then that I think is gonna open up and become a place where people want to be, and I think it's gonna happen. But until the sewer happens, I think that's going to be very difficult. Right.
And then finally, I want you to crow a little bit about the town, because you guys just recently purchased a brand new fire engine, replacing one that I believe was over 20 years old for the town of Paradise.
Yeah, 20 years old. And you know, there's not a market for those things unless you guys want to buy one. You can't sell those things. So we're going to have to scrap it out. But we get a new one, and, you know, thank goodness, we have the monies because we've, with these wildfires last year, we were able to rent out our vehicles, and we have the monies to replace them because of that and other grants we've gotten. So it's gone, you know, our equipment's going to be top notch, and we need it to be. We need to have the best equipment up here so that people feel safe.
And then one last thing here, Greg, because on my notes I got here that the tree removal program deadline is fast approaching. Folks that still have those trees on their lots that are still trying to clear, this is another chance for them maybe for state or the town to come in and help them get those out of there?
Sign up now. If you're listening to me, get in there and sign up now, because there's only so much funds. We only have so much money, and there's so many people signing up so quickly that we're getting to the end of the funds. It was supposed to end the end of September. It might end earlier because of the number of people that are signing up. So if you're thinking about it, don't wait. It doesn't cost anything. Just sign up, and the people will come out. The arborists will come out. That doesn't cost you anything. They'll look at it. They'll assess, and then you'll go from there. And then you'll know if there is a cost, it'll be minimal once the trees are going down. But we're trying to get that covered also. But anyway, sign up now. You got to sign up, because if you don't, you're going to miss it.
At the building,
we also have Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, that's right.
Appleseed coming up October 1st and 2nd. That's always a big event. Don't miss that. It's a lot of fun.
Vice Mayor Greg Boland. Greg, it's always great to hear from you, and glad everything doing well. And I think I heard you say earlier you've been back up and running, getting other folks into their homes and building homes, and now finally you have broken ground and starting to build your own home back. So,
yeah.
Well, good,
yeah,
Greg.
Which is exciting. Yeah,
yes, it is. Well, Greg, we appreciate it every time you come on with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Well,
thank you. Appreciate you guys.